Welcome to the Glia podcast. We are now on episode 7, which is on heartbreak. And I'm just going to start out by being so honest with you. I have avoided this podcast at all cost. I think it's been maybe 2 weeks since I originally planned that I was going to record this. And just the other day, I got so real with myself. I was like, why am I continuing to put this off? And it was like one of those roadblocks where I kept feeling like I couldn't move forward to the next thing until this podcast got done. And all I had to do was just record it, and each day would pass and I wouldn't record it. And I started to realize the reason why I wasn't doing it is because it's still hard for me to think back to my heartbreak and what I went through. It takes me back to my old life and my old memories and the old me, which I think is the scary part, is the old me part, because the me that I was then is not the me that I am now. And that's a lot, because I have so much sorrow for that girl that was back there. I want to love her and coddle her and show her the light, and I'm so glad that I found it now. But when I go back and think about it, it's painful. It's really hard. So in so many ways, this podcast is a part of my healing. So thank you for following along on my journey, and I hope that this podcast is also able to help heal some of you. So if you are going through a heartbreak right now, I will say there is going to be one or two ways you're going to go about this. So you're either going to go the self-destruction route, which is being hard-hearted, or you're going to go to the route of betterment and opening your heart, which will lead you to good places. So I have a feeling that if you're listening to this, you are on the route of bettering yourself and you want to make this a positive experience, even though I know that's going to be hard. And I know right now you feel like you've completely lost yourself, or you have no idea who you are. It almost feels like, yeah, a part of you is missing. You had this person in your life for a certain amount of time, and it's almost like you defined yourself as part of them, or them as a part of you, and you have lost yourself. And there's this sense of also despair going through this all. You almost feel like you're not sure if you can ever love again, or if you can ever be loved again. Your self-worth is just totally depleted. You feel like you're not worthy. I get it. Like, it's so brutal. And it's so brutal, I think, too, because it's like this person still exists. Like, they're gone, yet they're still here. And I don't want to say that it's worse than death, but it almost feels that way. And I'm just going to be completely honest. That's just how I feel, because it's almost worse knowing that you can see them or still talk to them, but you can't. And that's like a whole nother realm of heartbreak on its own. And I want to make sure as you're going through this, like when I first left my engagement, I spent countless hours crying myself to sleep. I would even wake up some mornings and I would just start crying. Like, you can't control it. It's like the craziest feeling. Even like the slightest thing will like set you off. Like, I don't even know. Someone will say a word and you're like, oh my gosh, it reminds me of that person, and you just totally lose it. It's like there were times I couldn't even be in the grocery store because, I don't know, I'd look at a fruit and be like, it sounds so stupid, but it's true. It's like I was just so emotional, which is okay. Like, that's what going through heartbreak, you know, it's what it does to you. You know, I lost my appetite completely going through this. I was so unhealthy. I was skinny. My skin was dull. My hair was brittle. It was not a good look, for sure. I drank way too much wine. And I'm sharing that because, you know, going through all of this, there's no judgment here, by the way. You have complete full rights to overindulge in sweets and wine and whatever it's gonna take. Sometimes you need those nights or those days, but I will say keep that to a minimum, because all of that wine or alcohol and sugar is very low vibration, and you're already in this state of being in a low vibration. So then when you add that on top of it all, you're not going down the right road. It just actually makes things a lot harder. And I can say that because I went through it. And if I were to go back and redo my healing process, which I don't regret anything, I think everything we do in our lives, we have learned from it. And I think that in itself is a blessing. But I think I would say to myself, girl, put down the wine bottle. You don't need all that wine. Go meditate. That's what I would say. Go take a yoga class. I do want to say, though, to you, there is a silver lining with all this. The experience of going through a sad and fragile heart will actually lead you to fearlessness, which is where I am right now, and it feels pretty dang good. And it leads you to fearlessness because when you're going through this heartbreak, you really, to fully heal, you have to confront yourself. And sometimes facing yourself is the hardest part. And I get it, because yeah, it's just easier. It's easier to play the blame game, to be honest, in the short run, not the long run, but it's easier to say, well, they did this and that's why I am where I'm at. Or, well, they're this type of person and that makes me better, or whatever. It's like almost easier to do that, but to really dig deep and face yourself, that's where the true work comes in. That's where the real healing comes in. So I want you, in this very moment, right now, if you are in a heartbreak, I want you to acknowledge where you're at this minute. Where is your mindset? Confront it head on. Do not avoid it. And be completely honest. You can be in the lowest state. You can be in the most bitter state. You can be angry, obsessive, whatever those feelings that you're feeling, acknowledge it now. Because the sooner that you're real with yourself and that you acknowledge these feelings, the sooner you're going to be able to move on from them and turn them into better thoughts and better feelings. But if you continue to suppress this, it's just going to build and build and build on itself till you can't take it anymore. And, you know, you're either going to have a mental breakdown, an anxiety attack, or whatever it might be. And that's something that you don't want. You want to be able to grow in as healthy of a way as possible as you go through that, or as you go through this. And I'm telling you, the way to do that is to confront yourself. And this will in turn bring you to fearlessness. And when you go through this, also realize you are gaining this superpower, and I'm calling it a superpower because it's not something that everyone has. You're gaining a sense of compassion for yourself, but also for others. And you can only achieve compassion when you've gone through something that's heartbreaking or devastating. Those are the things that help you relate to others who are suffering or going through a hardship. And this in turn will end up guiding you and helping you and being able to look at humanity in a whole new light. So I want you to go in, dive deep. If you're not going to do it now, then when? Some people go their entire lives without acknowledging themselves. And then they wonder, why haven't I found love? Why haven't I found that person? Why am I in a job that I don't like? It's because they don't know, they haven't been honest with themselves. They don't know who they are. So until you confront yourself and you figure out what those things are, the things that piss you off, the things that make you happy, the things that get you excited, until you figure out what those things are, you're not going to fully be able to live or attract what you want to attract because you yourself don't know. So the secret is finding yourself is what is going to lead you to your true love, or for your true love to come to you. And your true love doesn't always have to be a person. It can be a passion. It can be a career. It can be a new hobby. You will start to realize that as you go through this, so many things in your life will just start to unfold. But you have to be honest with yourself. And sometimes, dang, I know, I've already said it. It's just hard. I get it. And I'm here right now, and it's work. It's work every single day. I also need you to know that this is not a one and done. And I know if you're listening to this, you are on the path of betterment, and you're on the path of self-growth, and you want to be the best version of yourself possible. But just know that this is an everyday craft. This is something that you will constantly have to work on achieving. And that's okay. It's actually liberating when you can get to that point. And I want to leave you with this quote. It says, "There is a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in." How beautiful is that? I want you to see this heartbreak as something that's going to be your comeback. You are going to end up coming out of this better than ever. You are going to be so strong. You're going to have so much self-worth. You are going to be able to deliver to yourself, but to the world, this genuine heart that you are now currently developing because you did the work. And I know it's really hard right now, but I promise as you continue to go down this route of bettering yourself and opening your heart to new possibilities and new people and new things, beautiful things will unfold and come into your life. And I'm going to leave you with that. Like I said before, I will continue to hit on these topics, and I will deliver to you this one. It was a bit of a hard one for me. And so as I feel more comfortable, I will continue to share my journey with you. But I just want you to know that I'm here for you. You are beautiful. You are so loved, and I'm sending you so much light and love your way.